Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to a very special episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen, as always. I want to give you a little heads up on this special podcast. It's brought to you by Shiseido in celebration of their newest product in the Vital Perfection line. That's the Vital Perfection Uplifting and Firming Advanced Cream. So to learn more about Shiseido and the entire Vital Perfection line, you can visit Shiseido.com. That's Shiseido.com. We'll put a link to the product in Shiseido in the episode show notes, and you can also find that on fatmascara.com. Now we can get into the good stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Jen. So when Shiseido approached us about hosting their Shiseido Talks program, they told us that they wanted us to dig into the idea that potential has no age. And I just love that because, Jen, I truly believe that. It really wasn't just a tagline for me. When they said potential has no age, I was like, yes. Jen, you and I, we're not 21. We're not 30.
Is that right? Thanks for reminding me.
Sorry. And in our heads, we might feel that way. But I really believe that, I truly, it sounds so corny, but I really believe that this is just the beginning and that there is so much more, like the adventure has just begun. I'm so excited to see what the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years has in store for us.
I know. I feel like I've entered like, okay, now you're a woman.
We're unlocking our creative potential every day.
It does feel like that. So just for people who are listening on our usual audio feed, we actually recorded a live podcast with this Potential Has No Age theme earlier this month in New York City. There was an audience, you might hear them, of media, content creators, dermatologists, friends of Shiseido. But we got to interview dermatologist Dr. Mamina Taregano. So you'll hear us refer to her by her first name, Mamina. We are not being disrespectful. Her handle on Instagram and everything is Dr.Mamina. So everybody just calls her Dr. Mamina.
Our other guest is supermodel Veronica Webb. She's a mother, a writer, a former guest on Fat Mascara. We have a very like chummy relationship with her because she taught us how to walk like a supermodel. This is like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that episode was a while ago.
Yeah, she taught us how to find our light. And she's also an example of somebody who, she's had so many evolutions. She's evolved creatively. She's gotten wiser, more beautiful in my mind.
All the friends of the pod do,
yeah.
Don't you think? If you've been on Fat Mascara in the past, it's only upwards from there.
Yeah, I find her really inspiring, really, really cool.
We're actually going to play you some highlights of our conversation. And Jess and I have now had a little time to reflect. So we are going to jump in at a certain point because there's a lot to unpack with this theme. So
unpack.
We're going to come in and yeah, we're going to unpack with you. But now let's just pick it up with the live podcast. So this is where we started talking about how you know that moment when you're of a certain age, like quote unquote certain age, that moment when you notice your skin changing.
All right, let's just get into it.
We're talking about that moment that happens when you look in the mirror and you're like, What's going on here? Jess and I were at a cocktail party. This was just last week, and a woman came up to us and she said,
"Only a week ago now, wow."
She said to us, "What's going on? I looked in the mirror, and all of a sudden..."
She's like, "Everything's changed."
Everything changed, but overnight.
It kind of happened overnight for her, but it obviously wasn't overnight.
It wasn't. Veronica, did you have that experience yet?
Yes. I mean, as a woman, I think sometimes we have that experience every 28 to 30 days because our bodies are meant to grow and change and evolve and do different things hormonally and reproductively. And they do it every day pretty much for the rest of our lives. But puberty was a big one. Mm-hmm. And then menopause was another big one where suddenly, you know, you wake up and, you know, you're in menopause. Your skin is not as elastic as it once was.
She was going like this. The woman was like touching her face. By the way, the woman looked amazing, but she was just like, everything's changed.
Because you have less of the hormones that make your skin tight. You've been doing everything right and you can't imagine. You're like, oh my God, I feel like maybe God is punishing me.
You didn't think that.
I'm a model. Yes, that's something that I would think. You know, and then you realize that it's just an adjustment that you need to make. And you're still just as beautiful. You're still yourself, but you just have to add more discipline to your routine.
I feel my skin definitely is changing. But for me, like as a beauty editor, it's funny. I've been in beauty for 20 years. When I was younger, I remember seeing products like, not going to name the brand names, don't worry. But like I would see products and brands that were like for mature skin or like they were totally for... I was like my mom, or there were like sublines, franchises for older skin. And it's so funny because like I was 21, 22 years old, and I would be writing about them and I would think like, I'll get to them or they're for like this reader. And it would just feel like it was over there or when I'm 40 plus. And it just felt like it was over there. And now I'm there and it almost feels like...
Welcome.
It's not a bad place to be, but it felt like... It was almost like when you're at the beach, stay with me, and you're like in the ocean, and you're there, you're bobbing along, and all of a sudden you're like three beaches down from where you're. Does that make sense to anyone? Like it just kind of slowly.
Aging is an undertow.
Yeah, it was like an undertow, and now I'm there, and I just thought, oh, my readers who were 40, they were just like, and now I get to go to this aisle. It just happens so slowly, and I feel like that's how that woman felt. It was just like, guys, what do I use now? My face has changed.
Mamina, when you speak to patients about this, like, what are some of the words they use? Like, does emotion get involved when they're talking about their faces and this moment?
For sure. I would say probably the most common emotion is, like, panic.
Right.
Because people are just, like, and they're probably using curse words. They're like, what just happened? And it's usually, I would say, around mid-40s, but it can happen anywhere from 30s to 50s. And it's, like, this overnight phenomenon. They're just like, wake up and they're like, what is happening to my face?
It's an overnight.
Even though it's not an overnight thing. But yes, as we get closer to menopause, there is a drastic drop in estrogen. So it kind of makes sense with this overnight feeling. But yes, it's something that's
Why
been going
panic?
On.
Panic's like a big word.
Yeah, because I think most people think they're invincible. And we kind of are living in denial about the aging process. I think many people are. And then when you finally see it, it becomes reality.
Yeah.
They're panicked because they're not prepared for it.
In your career, there's like a time limit sometimes. Like, did people talk about this as you were coming up as a model? Like, all right, you got two more years.
Well, especially because I started in the 90s, right? And if you weren't skinny and a teenager, there really wasn't a role for you in the fashion industry. I mean, since I would say like 2010, there's just been a sea change with a bigger acceptance of age and size and things like that. But the standard really still, as much as we're open to seeing more, the standard still is young, thin, and that equates to beautiful.
Was it just assumed by the time that I need to do anything to my face or start using skincare, I'm not going to be working as a model?
Well, no. I mean, you start to really take care of your skin right away because your skin is your stock and trade. And it's the one thing that you have that is unique to you that can't be swapped out or changed, because you can always get like different hair or different boobs or whatever. But, you know, your skin is like the one thing that it's me and you forever.
Yeah. No skin transplants.
It comes easy to you taking care of skin.
Well, yeah, because it's like it's second nature. You have to. And then you're at the epicenter of everything that's happening. So you get every product, you hear about every cosmetic procedure and you're open to it.
You have two daughters.
Yeah.
And they're in their late teens or early 20s, right?
Yep.
Your girls have really had such an interesting exposure to beauty. How have you modeled beauty to them
with regard to aging and everything, because now this conversation is like so topical, so top of mind.
Well, I think women especially, we're hypercritical of ourselves and we're conditioned to look in the mirror and see our flaws. And so when I hear them saying I'm fat, I'm ugly, my skin is bad, I look horrible, I'm like, well, when you look at me, do you think I'm fat, I'm ugly, my skin is horrible, I'm not pretty? And then they said, of course, Mom, no. And I'm like, well, you're the best of me.
You're insulting me when you say that.
Yeah. Well, and then like when, and then I have to tell myself that too, that when I look in the mirror, I'm looking at my mother, I'm looking at my ancestors, I'm looking at my history. And you have to embrace that because it's a real strength. And when you can't find it in yourself, either you have to try to see it in your children or you have to see it in your mother. But the really important thing is you can't become someone else. You really can't. I mean, it's hard to believe that now because we're sort of living in uncanny valley where, you know, yeah, everyone has the same Botox and teeth.
Well, they have filters. They can. Your girls can become someone else.
Probably a lot of people in the audience right now have read this story, but there was a story in the Times a couple weeks ago. It was like Gen Z says that, and the headline was very like shock value. Gen Z says they're aging like milk. You know, how do you kind of think about younger girls and aging now? Like how do, when you think about your daughters, is there any kind of special message that you give them when it comes to how you looked at aging when you were younger?
Well, I also let them know that aging is a privilege. Not everyone gets to age. And also, it's unnatural, the amount that we see ourselves now.
It's so different. That's another huge, like, time shift. I can compare 20 years ago to now.
Right? Like, don't you find that, Dr. Mamina, in your practice, that people will come in and they'll show you a million pictures of themselves from social media and the internet? And plus, you know, we see ourselves.
You can't go to the
ATM without seeing yourself on camera. So there's all these different versions and visions of yourself and can become grotesque in your mind really easily. It's like overexposure.
That's a good word because it's not like real. It's not how people perceive you.
Are your daughters receptive to this message? How's it going over with them?
You know, like any young person, it comes and it goes. And I just try to tell them all the time, well, whatever it is that you're doing, ask yourself, is it making you feel mentally stronger, physically stronger, and emotionally stronger? And if it's not hitting those three points, maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
I have to reassess my whole life.
That's good advice for any age.
Yeah. It is. You know, we're talking about these topics that I think normally, if you said menopause on a stage at a corporate event 20 years ago, that would never happen.
20, like 2 months ago.
Yeah. Aging, menopause that have been taboo. And they still are in a lot of circles. Do you find, Dr. Mina, when your patients come in, that they're nervous to speak about these things? Is there still that taboo? Or is it just me and Jess who are very willing to talk about them?
I think more and more people are talking about it, which is great. But yes, there's still like a taboo aspect to it. I think partly some people are in denial about it. Like I'll ask a patient, like, how often are you having your periods? They'll be like, oh yeah, once every 6 months. And it's like they haven't accepted that things are changing. Mm. And also things aren't truly defined with menopause because it's different for everyone. For some people, the process can last a few years. For some people, it can be a few months. And symptoms are different too. They have a wide range. So it's hard to really pinpoint and give it a great definition. So I think it's hard for people to kind of talk about it a lot. But I think, you know, just given how much interest there is in skincare and anti-aging, there's a lot more talk.
Jess and I had a doctor, I think it was a doctor on the podcast, or it was someone who went to their doctor to talk about menopause and ask what the symptoms were. And Jess, listening, and just finally said, oh, so menopause is a vibe. It's just a vibe. Because there was no like definition. Today's the day you're going to start using Vital Perfection because your skin is going to dry out, or today's the day. It's very loose.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be part of the taboo because you're like, I don't know, do I need the face cream? Like,
exactly.
It's unsure. Do you find that too, that they're not sure or they're like ready to go in?
No, there's so much variability and people come in, they're not sure if they need a skincare regimen. They're like, something's happening, I'm not sure.
Well, let's talk about like what is happening. Like if we talk 40s and 50s.
Yeah, 40s and 50s, typically.
Give us the collagen speech. Yes. Give us the elastin. Tell us where we are.
We start losing collagen by 1% actually starting in our 20s, but it really starts to show in our 40s, 50s. And
When in your 40s?
Yeah. It can vary. It could be early 40s, late 40s. It could be in 30s, you know, in some people. So it depends on people's genetic factors or lifestyle factors. And also when you hit menopause, estrogen drops pretty dramatically, at least by 30%. And estrogen does a lot of wonderful things. It increases our oil production, so it keeps things moisturized. It increases hydration in the skin and keeps the hyaluronic acid going between our collagen fibers. It boosts collagen production. It like keeps the skin thick. So when you have decreased estrogen, there's drier skin. Skin is thinner, so you have like that crepey skin, less collagen, more sagging, wrinkles.
Okay, we're just jumping in here, interrupting your regularly scheduled live podcast programming. Do not worry. We're going to get to what Dr. Mamina says we can do about the changes to our skin. I know that's important. But I just want to take a second here to just think about that first half of the conversation, because I don't know about you, Jess, but like there were a couple things that were said that we were like moving fast, and I want to like talk about them with you.
What resonated? What hit?
Oh, what hit? Oh, a lot hit. But what I keep thinking about is, even the days after we talked to our guests, Veronica said this thing. You could even hear me on stage being like, oh, that hit. She said, if it's not making you feel mentally stronger, physically stronger, emotionally stronger, then don't do it.
I wonder who told her that. I wonder if she made that up or somebody told her that.
I know. She said, well, she said she says it to her daughters, which I think is this whole concept of we're so much kinder to other people than ourselves. Like, she's giving this really thoughtful way for her daughters to approach life. And I was just like, why don't I do, I would give advice like that, but then I wouldn't follow it myself. You know what I mean? Like, we're so good at being
kind.
Keep
doing the thing that makes you feel mentally weaker, physically weaker.
Well, I wouldn't take the time to think. I was like, it's fine. I'll just do it. Just power through, you know? And what she said stuck with me, because I was like, you know what? I'm a 40 plus woman. I'm going to take a pause and really ask myself going forward the different decisions I make in life, whether it's, I mean, not just skincare. I'm talking about like all of life things. Like, is this serving me in these three ways? And if not, why are you doing it? So I like that. I'm not putting on a bumper sticker, but I like it. It like felt good to me. Was there anything that you have still been thinking about since our talk?
Well, it takes a lot of effort to stop and ask yourself those questions. And it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary because you might not like the answer. It was something that she said that resonated with me. She said a lot of good things. Okay, I love Veronica. She said, she was talking about overexposure. And that word, I feel, is for like celebrities and like, you know, Taylor Swift. People like that. That's like the...
and models that's like Veronica Webb. Yeah,
exactly. But overexposure, the idea of you being, you know, one being overexposed, it feels a little like me. Oh, come on, you know. But it's, you're seeing yourself all the time on Zoom. You don't need to be like an influencer. You see yourself at the bank, you see yourself at the drugstore, et cetera, et cetera. And you're seeing your face all the time. And once you're 40, 40 plus, your face is going to change. And when you're a teenager in your 20s, et cetera, I spent a lot of time personally being really critical of myself my whole life. And then it took a long time to be like, you know what? I'm fine. Now that I'm 40 plus, I have more confidence in myself, more comfortable in my skin. I've been through some stuff. I don't sit there and like look at my face and I'm not as critical of my image as the way I, you know, the way I used to be. But when you see yourself on Zoom for 7 hours a day, some of those old thoughts come back.
Yeah, it's like you got to this point and you won. It was like hard won to get yourself feeling good about yourself.
It's hard won. And I don't want people to think I was like in a puddle on the floor, but I definitely was critical of myself. And
yeah,
I definitely feel stronger now at 40 plus. But the culture has now made everybody, as Veronica said, like everybody like a model. And you have to really, generations before didn't have to deal with all of this exposure.
And you don't want to have to think about it. You want it to be simple. You're like, just make it simple. Give me the, like, I have a plan in place, moving on, right?
Yeah. I have plenty of the women I knew growing up, they never, ever, ever thought about having to confront their faces 45 times a day.
In their pocket, in their smartphone, yeah.
Yeah, and people seeing them, yeah.
The psychological aspects of aging, like, it was so interesting to get into all of that. But here's the thing, like, if you do need the plan and you don't want to have to think about it that much, skincare kind of does help you. It's like a little secret weapon of like, oh, right, I put on a nice cream and I feel good.
And a routine and feeling like you're...
Yeah, it's like a little bit of armor, a little confidence to go through the day. So you know me, I want brass tacks. I like pivoted us in the conversation.
Oh, I don't go to pick up without skincare.
Exactly.
My daughter will be late. I don't care if I have to ring the bell.
Yeah, so We tightened up a little bit the conversation. We're going to jump back in actually to live podcast now. But and we'll get into some of the science behind what's going on with your skin when you hit a certain age, the tools and things you can do to have some control. That's like if you're interested in control, which I know I am. So we tightened up the conversation. Jess, at one point, I don't think this is in what we talked about, but you talked about surface tension. So when that comes back up, I want people to understand we had talked about it before, but you'll explain in the live podcast and we'll talk about that. So let's dip back into our conversation with Veronica and Dr. Mamina and get into our personal experiences with the Shiseido Vital Perfection Uplifting and Firming Advanced Cream.
Before we talk about the cream and skincare, I have to ask, we're presented with all of these other options. We're presented with needles, with surgeries. Do you and the girls, the other models, get together and it's like, who's got the good doctor?
Of course.
Where do you guys meet up and can I come?
Of course you can come. I will pick you up. Yeah, of course we talk about all the cosmetics procedures because one, it's available to us. Two, this is what we, you know, our faces are our stock and trade, and this is how we put a roof over our head and food on the table. And let's face it, it's New York, and you're a model, and the first thing that someone says to you is, oh, you still look so good.
Yeah. That is a lot of pressure.
It is.
Because if you just decided to just be like, you know what, I'm done. That's a lot.
You know, I think I would have to spend a year in a monastery in order.
Yeah, like you couldn't do that. Yeah, you couldn't do that.
But I think that sweat is 80% of it. But I think science gets you across the finish line.
Wait, are we counting like procedures in the sweat side or the science side?
No, sweat is you get up, you do your workouts,
yeah,
you eat your own food.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, I'm no stranger to Botox. I'm no stranger to filler. But the thing is I don't want to look different than I do. I don't want to look 20 years younger than I do. I just want to look like I've been restored, like I've slept well, I've eaten well. And skincare is really important because you can make your skincare evolve and there's always new science. And so as your skin changes and evolves, then you follow the science and you follow the skincare. And that helps a lot.
Do you like this 80-20 idea of lifestyle versus science?
Yeah, I do, actually. I haven't heard that, but I do, because I think when people rely so much on procedures and skincare, things like that, they're not going to really make too much headway just because so much of what we do in our everyday lives can make a really big difference.
I love when beautiful people say, it's lifestyle. You can do it like this. It's holistic. And I find myself the whole time thinking, I want the practical advice. Like, tell me what to buy. Tell me what to put on my face. We were all lucky enough to try the Vital Perfection. So I want to get back to this. Vital Perfection Advanced Cream. Sorry. The surface tension idea. Jess, since you were really into that.
Yeah, sorry. I jumped to it.
It's okay. I'm here to keep you on track. Like, what are you talking about?
If you haven't tried it, back over there. It's a very buttery, like velvety, beautiful cream. It feels extremely luxurious. I like luxury. I like a luxury cream. And it is very beautiful, but it does feel like it is working hard. It gives you a little just kind of...
Remember, we're an audio podcast.
I'm just like moving my...
She's shrink wrapping her face in real time.
But shrink wrap sounds so awful. It sounds
Jen
so
is miming a snatch back.
A snatch. It gives you a little snatch. But a very comfortable, it cradles your face.
Veronica, what was your experience?
That is not an official claim.
Well, you know, look, the two biggest things are weather and gravity, okay? That's what gets you.
You're good. I like that.
Yeah, it's weather and gravity. Like cold weather screws up your skin. Hot weather screws up your skin. Sun screws up your skin. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's, you know, a woman against the elements. You got to go out there and live your life. And then gravity, which where you really see it in your face, and the doctor can speak to this much better than I can, is like down here in the lower quadrant, because this is what the heaviest part and one of the more mobile parts of the face. And here, your eyes, they just kind of go down and they sag and it's really visible. But when you use a cream that has things that give you multiple factors of like really finely milled great oils, it just kind of fills out the dry parts, the missing elasticity.
Is this what you're getting
skin.
From Vital Perfection Advanced Cream? Because I know you've been trying it for like 2 weeks, right?
Yes. Here, well, especially here.
She's doing lower quadrant, everyone. I'm giving closed captioning here.
You know, so that space between the cheekbone and the jaw.
Have you also been using the Advanced Vital Perfection Advanced? What's your experience been?
definitely an amazing, luxurious moisturizer. Also, you know, personally, I've been noticing the more fine lines appearing where I express myself around my mouth.
Everybody's just gesturing around the mouth. Is that like what? I feel like for me with my big mouth, it's going to be the, like, this is where it's going to age first.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm very elastic in here.
I would say the two most common areas I get complaints from patients are like the lower face. People are pointing to their jaw. They're like, this is just dropping. Like they're sagging and they're pointing to the lines around their mouth. So there's that. And then also the lines around the eyes, because just the skin around the eyes is very thin. And so it's more prone to wrinkling. And, but yeah, you know, as we get older, our cells aren't working as well. Collagen is decreasing, but that's what is so beautiful about the Vital Perfection Cream. It, you know, it has the safflower ingredient, and it works together with other ingredients to really help our cells work better. Mm-hmm. So that's, it like energizes the cells. So that's how it helps with the lift. And then, you know, over time, it increases the collagen production, increases hydration, increases the circulation. So we just need a little help because things just start to, you know, like, you know, like an older car, like things just start to break down a little bit. So we just got to like grease it up and,
have you
know,
been
get a little
using
tune-up.
Morning, night?
Morning and night, yes. Yes, okay. I'm actually a little bit probably more dry than the average person, so I definitely benefit I using feel like it twice
we,
a day.
We all share that in common. I have also been using it. For me, I was really glad I didn't get any irritation because it has a beautiful scent, which I love a fragrance yes. product, but I'm also always nervous about a fragrance product.
Oh, no, derms are always nervous about fragrance. So I know, I was like questioning it a lot. But
And you're giving us the derm approval.
I am, yeah.
Because it's like, I don't want to sit there rubbing in a cream that's not enjoyable. And to Jess's point, Lux. So we talked about some of the ingredients in it. Can you tell us about the like, are we getting any claims? Because I don't want to get Jess in legal trouble. So I'm going to pass it to you.
Snatched is not an official
claim. Snatched is not in the legal disclaimer.
But it definitely is a great way to describe it. But yes, people always want fast results. And what was really interesting, they saw in 2 weeks, more than 90% of people had improvement with sagging, with dark spots, evening out their skin tone. And more than 80% of people experienced less wrinkles. So, and this is just after 2 weeks.
The June spots. That was a new one for me when she said June spots.
June spots in January. June spots in January. Yeah.
We're working on the ad copy in real time here for the product.
All right.
So those are the claims you can expect. This has been super helpful because we have you here and it is Fat Mascara Podcast. We're going to make you do the Fat Mascara 5. It's kind of a thing we do in every episode of our podcast. We subject our lovely interviewees to our fun game. We made a special version of the game just for today because potential has no age. Did you guys know that? And so this is the...
I love that.
It's a good line.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
We borrowed it for our game. So we're going to do the Fat Mascara 5. You both have to answer. It could be one word, whatever you feel. Jess, kick it off.
What new skill or talent or hobby did you develop after the age of 40?
Figure skating.
You just decided to like go figure skating after 40?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's beautiful.
I mean, like, why not? But like, yeah, that's... Well,
because I try to learn something new every year. Like another skill that I picked up after 40 was marathoning, and I did 4 of them. And then I would come home so beat up after all of them that my family begged me to stop. So I'm like, I'll do something gentler. I'll figure skate.
Is it gentler?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
Did you ever ice skate before?
A little bit.
Okay.
Models, they're just like
I feel like just that's so crazy. I would think be like, oh, I'm going to learn how to make, I don't know.
Felt?
I should have had you answer. But Marina, what new skill have you learned after the age of 40?
Well, I had my son 2 weeks after I turned 40. So I feel like I've gotten really good at pumping.
Okay.
Like really good, like pumping on the plane, like international trips. Yeah.
Wow.
And breastfeeding is a serious skill. For those of you who haven't done it or don't know, it's
so hard.
Yes.
All right.
No one told me.
I have a lot of follow-up questions for both, but we only have a certain amount of time for our podcast. Okay. What is an invention or just something that has made life over the age of 40 easier? Veronica?
Laser.
Just a laser.
What does that explain? How we're using the laser? Just lasers?
Laser for June spots in January. Okay, laser for hair laser. Removal. Okay. Oh, my God.
It could be like a laser pointer to like level out your frames. I don't know. Okay. Okay.
Point it at my face.
Dr. Marina, what about you?
Because my life is still consumed with my baby, I am very thankful for portable pumps.
Get back into the pumps. I love it. She's on a theme.
I will see patients. And
while
like,
you're pumping?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
Dude, what about the motor sound?
it's very quiet, but it's also like patient dependent. It's like patients that I okay. probably am closer with.
If we were one of your patients.
Oh, for sure.
Pump. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Great.
Okay. Name something in your closet, could be fashion or an accessory, that you didn't feel comfortable until wearing after the age of 40. Does this apply to you?
I've been forced to wear everything.
Okay. Yeah. That's thinking.
Big jewelry.
That was going to be mine.
Big jewelry. Really?
Big jewelry. Yeah.
You guys, I wore pearls for the first time today.
Nice, pretty, pretty. I noticed those earrings. I thought they were very pretty on you.
Thank you. Mamina, what's something you started? Are you going to say a breast pump?
Yeah. Actually, that's a good one.
You can't use it. I already okay. gave you that answer. Okay, something that you've only felt comfortable wearing or having in your life or, you know, fashion accessory, whatever you want to call it, after the age of 40.
I don't know if this counts, but I just feel like, you know, postpartum, your body changes and like the postpartum pooch. Okay.
So
I used to be very self-conscious, but like now I'm totally fine with it. Totally fine with it. So I don't know if that's an accessory, but
a pencil skirt.
Yeah. Wearing a pencil skirt and not caring.
I love it. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Cause you have a womanly body. Like once you have a baby, you really have a womanly body.
You just don't care. There's like more priorities.
We have two more questions for you. So who is a woman? I mean, I want to say over like even an older age, but I'll just say 40 because, you know, we're keeping it on brand here.
Yeah.
That you admire.
There's so many, but I think if we're putting it in the fashion space, Iris Apfel. She's 99. No, she's 100. She's 100. She's 100. She's still working. She's still designing.
It's not a competition, but you win because that's perfect. Yes. Now you have to follow that, Mamina.
This feels like a cliche answer, but for those of you who follow me on social media will understand.
I know what you're going to say.
My mom, my Japanese mother.
You've seen the viral video.
Yeah, she's the reason why I went viral is because of her. And she just has amazing skin. She has the most incredible sense of humor, which I don't know if I've
How
displayed
that
as much. She's 75, but she looks like she's in her 50s. But after having a kid, I'm like, how did she have 4 kids within 5 years? And how does she like do it? And seeing my audience just admire her, like it's just had, like I just developed a whole new appreciation for her.
Yeah. I love that.
Does she like being like the viral sensation?
No, she's like, I'm just a regular person. I don't understand. Like, so she likes it because she thinks it's like helping me and she likes that she's supporting
me. That's a sweet relationship.
Yeah, the best.
All right, finally, because potential has no age, what's one thing you haven't done yet in your life that you definitely want to do in the future? Like a bucket list item.
I have never been on safari. I have always traveled to like city places or maybe a farm.
Not even for work?
No, I have never been on a safari and I really want to see the Big Five and I really want to see like flamingos fly overhead and I want to see elephants go by. I want to live the Lion King.
That's cool.
That's actually also on my bucket list, but because I was thinking about my mom, we've gone to Japan, you know, growing up. So she would always take me, but I want to take her first class trip and like really just do like spa time in Japan. Like, and she said that would be her dream. So I think that would be fun.
Take your mom on vacation, like a great spa vacation. I love that. Wow. What a sweet note to end our little live podcast on.
Thank you both so much.
Jen, that was a really cute Q&A. And Fat Mascara 5. I loved our potential has no age Fat Mascara 5.
I don't know if people know this, that you and I really kind of met on safari. It was a mini safari. I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to interject because it wasn't about us.
It wasn't.
But you know what question I really want to know? Jen, what do you want to do before we wheel you off to the Fat Mascara retirement home to see out the rest of your day?
Okay. Wouldn't that be fun if we were in a retirement home
A rest together? And relaxation.
Yeah, that's like the last question.
Jeff and Eric will come visit.
She doesn't really want my answer. She just wants to keep picturing us in the retirement home.
I was like, wait a second, I do. No, I just love the scenario. It's like really like stylish. It's like shady pines. Like...
But it'll have a better name. Anyway, that's for another podcast. Okay, yeah. So this is the last question. Potential has no age, so what's something you still want to do in your life?
I still think there's so much more wisdom to be gained. There's so much more.
Oh my God, yeah.
We got a lot of living to do, honey.
All right, so here's my answer. And
I started doing this and, you know, life gets in the way and you don't and you whatever. I need to speak German better. I need to go to Germany when I go to visit my stepson and I need to have conversations with people. I'm at the point where I can like every 10th word and I can order my pretzel and my beer. I can't believe I'm putting this out there in public, which means like now I have to do it because I'm that kind of person that like I would never go back on this. I will learn to speak German somewhat. I'm not going to say I'm going to get fluent. I'm just going
to learn. I will learn to
speak
German.
To the level that I can speak Spanish. Oh God, that's okay. I don't know. I'll just be able to have a conversation in Germany. How about that? I really want to do that. Yeah. What about you, Jess? You have to answer now too.
This is tough stuff to put this out in the world. Because I don't know. It's like you don't want to put something out there and then you don't do it. And this
lives in the interwebs and people are going to come back in like 40 years and listen and see if we did it.
I know. It's like a time capsule. I've always been really passionate about animals and I've done volunteer work before and I look forward to doing it on a bigger scale in my life when I have less commitments on my plate.
I like how you gave it it wasn't very specific. It was on a bigger scale. This could mean so many things for you.
By not being specific, that sounds vague. Real goals have to be specific. Smart goals. I need a smart goal.
I'm over here trying to explain what level of German proficiency I'm going to get to. So like, I wasn't very specific either, right?
No, but I have a vision of me doing something where I'm like literally on my hands and knees.
Okay.
I want to get more involved with animals.
I want to hear when we put up this episode, I'm going to do a poll online because I want people to answer this. I want to know what other people want to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to say bucket list. I think that's a dumb name for it, but like potential has no age. So what do you have potential to do? That's the question right there, right?
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap up here, I do want to remind everybody this special episode of the podcast was brought to you by Shiseido to celebrate the new Vital Perfection Uplifting and Firming Advanced Cream. Just FYI, the Vital Perfection line, which is designed for women 40 and up, is one of Shiseido's most successful lines. It's actually won more than 65 international awards, including, you know, I have to get this in there, including one from the International Federation of Societies of Cosmetic Chemists. It's like a Grammy. It's like a Grammy if you're in the R&D world. So you know I love that endorsement. It just thrills me.
For more info on our sponsor, Shiseido, and to check out the new Vital Perfection Uplifting and Firming Advanced Cream, you can visit Shiseido.com, and that link and the link to the product is also in our episode notes.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks, everyone else, for listening. This has been great, and thank you to our sponsor, Shiseido.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.